With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. I'm at Gertrude's Restaurant on North Charles Street in Baltimore with its owner, famed Chesapeake Bay chef and author John Shields. I'm here to talk about his upcoming book, The New Chesapeake Kitchen, which makes the case that we should make our eating habits more sustainable. He takes me right into his inner sanctum, the kitchen.
This is the single fried oysters right here. So you see here you have the shucked oysters, and they make a mixture here of the cornmeal, the flour, the yada, yada, yada. And you just shake off the excess and it goes right over there to the deep fryer. No muss, no fuss.
As the breaded morsels sizzle and brown in the roiling oil, it becomes obvious that when Shields says he's making his meals more environmentally friendly, he's not doing what some people might associate with the term, inflicting hardship and denial, perhaps by demanding that we eat only kale and tofu.
Come on in.
When the oysters are done, he leads me into the dining room, where he sets his dish on a white tablecloth.
Well, we have a plate that everyone loves. It's a Chesapeake classic. It's the Chincoteague single fried oysters. And you can't get better. You have big, fat, plump oysters that have been lightly breaded with a little bit of cornmeal, flour, a bunch of seasonings. We have a three mustard sauce and we have a romelade sauce here for a little dipping.
Although it sounds and tastes decadent, the meal is sustainable because he uses farmed oysters, oysters grown in cages that do not require watermen in workboats dragging heavy metal dredges across the bottom that rip up the bay grasses, over-harvest the badly depleted oysters, and bulldoze the habitat for crabs, fish, and other life forms. Some consumers shy away from farm-raised seafood because they think it's unnatural. But if it's done right, aquaculture seafood can be better for nature because it's an alternative to the chronic overfishing that has devastated the bay and oceans around the world. The oysters that Shield serves are genetically altered to be sterile. They're called triploid oysters, so that all of their energy is focused on producing meat, not eggs and sperm. These triploid oysters also have a culinary benefit, especially in the summer, Shields argues.
If you would eat a wild oyster in the warmer months, they're spawning and, you know, they're going through the reproductive process. So they're thin. They're very, very thin. And people say, oh, there's nothing to this oyster or something like that. So that's another great reason just to use the farm-raised oysters for this kind of a dish.
In his new book, The New Chesapeake Kitchen, which is being published this fall, Shields presents a galaxy of scrumptious bay recipes seasoned with a subtle ecological consciousness. He buys from local organic farms and farmers markets. He serves up invasive species like blue catfish as a way of controlling their population growth. And he leans heavily toward plant-based ingredients, making his meat portions smaller, because the livestock industry creates a tremendous amount of water pollution and greenhouse gases.
We use like a 8-ounce steak, where traditionally, if you would go to any other kind of restaurant or steakhouse, minimum would be 12, optimal would be 16 ounce. So what I'm trying to do with meat when I'm doing it, even if it is for the meat and potatoes people, is to reduce the size of that.
So less is more, if it's served with a sauce of wisdom and wine. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.